The business of quantum computers. Uncertainty principles. Quantum computing is attracting commercial interest.
Big, stable quantum computers would be useful devices. By exploiting the counterintuitive properties of quantum mechanics, they could perform some calculations, though only some, faster than any conceivable non-quantum machine. For one thing, they would probably be much more rapid than any classical computer at searching a database, an elemental operation with 1,000 uses. They would be quicker at more specific tasks, too. Precisely simulating all but the simplest chemical reactions is mathematically intractable for any non-quantum computer, no matter how huge. A quantum computer could do this, aiding the development of drugs, catalysts, and batteries. Quantum computers would also speed up the analysis of optimization problems, which try to find the best way to juggle many variables in order to maximize a particular outcome. That would be a boon to the transport industry by finding efficient routes, and to finance by maximizing profits given a set of constraints. Boston Consulting Group, or BCG, a management consultancy, foresees quantum computers improving the operating income of their users by between $450 billion and $850 billion a year by 2050. Unfortunately, big, stable quantum computers do not yet exist, but small, ornery, unstable ones do. John Preskill, a quantum computing researcher at the California Institute of Technology, dubs such machines NISCs, noisy, intermediate-scale quantum computers. Some see NISCs as merely stepping stones towards size and stability, and that is certainly the goal of those working on them. A growing number of companies and investors, however, are hopeful that NISCs themselves will be able to do useful work in the meantime. These firms are hunting for quantum advantage, a way in which even today's limited machines might have an impact on their bottom lines or those of their customers.